Welcome again to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 2nd of April, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Sunnies, Tramping, and Water Down the Plug Hole. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and three times a week I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Sunnies, tramping, and water down the plug hole. Beginners. It's very interesting going to another country and experiencing the culture, even if the people from that country speak the same language. Among English-speaking nations, there are well-known differences. Our accents are different, of course, and even expressions that we use are quite different from one country to the next. I picked up a few expressions when I was in New Zealand. Sunnies is the name they give to sunglasses, which I think is very cute and cheery. Also, if you like to go hiking or walking, they call it tramping. The word gives the action a different feeling. If you think about it, a tramp is a homeless person who wanders around. So, tramping around gives a feeling of being free and unattached. Well, I'm interpreting the expression from the point of view of an English person. A person from the US, Ireland or Scotland might have a different interpretation. Another thing that I found out, which is not an expression but a physical fact, is that the water in the bath or shower goes down the plug hole the opposite way compared to countries in the Northern Hemisphere. How curious! Up here in the US, it goes down the plug hole in an anti-clockwise direction. In New Zealand, I noticed that in the shower, it goes down in a clockwise direction. It's one of the little differences that makes us all interesting. Advanced. My time in New Zealand was very short, but in that time, I picked up on the tremendous friendliness of the Kiwis, as the New Zealanders are known. They are a very laid-back nation, not rushed and stressed. They are also very polite and have endearing expressions. No worries is a common expression that is used in many circumstances, such as when you ask for something or as a way of saying you're welcome. While I was there, I listened carefully to try to see what it is about the Kiwi accent that makes it different from the English one. One main difference in pronunciation is in short words that have the letter E as the main vowel, such as yes, bet, egg, pest, leg, and rest. The vowel is pronounced like an I, so the words sound like yis, bit, ig, pist, lig, and wrist. Also, words with the long I sound, like I, isle, sky, fly, etc., sound like they have an O next to the I. So, a sentence like, yes, I'll eat the rest of the egg, is pronounced, yis, I'll eat the rest of the ig. I was quite proud of myself for making that observation. I had never before been able to speak like a Kiwi or an Australian. Now I can goof around at home and speak in a Kiwi accent to my family. It makes you wonder why different accents develop in the first place, doesn't it? Well, that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to download the text and grammar notes, at acupofenglish.libsyn.com, and of course through iTunes, just click on the small I in the description column. Remember to write to me at acupofenglish@live.com, and I promise to write back. Take care, and tune in again next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.